find yourself on the land. In front of you is a beautiful lake, surrounded by lush woodland. The sky is blue, with puffy white clouds. You feel the warmth of the sun on your face. The warm breeze carries the scent of sweet honeysuckle, and you become aware of a tall aspen tree over the other side of the lake. Its leaves are quivering in the breeze, whispering as if giving you messages. You decide to walk around the lake, noticing all the different trees: hazel, hawthorn, oak, ash, beech, yew, holly, willow, and apple. You continue walking and come across a log cabin. It's locked up at present, but somehow you know you'll return here one day and go inside. You continue walking around the lake and notice that there are fish following you around. You realize you have bread in your pocket and cast it into the lake. The fish eagerly feed on it. Continuing on, you see a moorhen with her babies and two mallard ducks. There are beautiful rainbow-coloured dragonflies hovering over the water. You see swallows swooping down to drink on the wing, and a beautiful kingfisher flies by. You hear the birds singing in the trees, and you realize this is a truly magical place. You are drawn to a seat under the whispering tree, and you sit down, soaking in the warmth and tranquility of this place. Suddenly you realize you are not alone, and out of nowhere appears the most beautiful woman, dressed in a green gown. Her gown is covered in green netting, just like a bride would wear, and in the netting are dried leaves and dried ferns. In her right hand she holds a staff with a crystal in the top, and on her left arm, resting on a leather cuff, sits a black crow. Her dark hair is long, with flecks of red and gold, which seem to shine in the sunlight. She wears two crystal bracelets on her right arm, and around her neck she wears a ceramic triple goddess pendant. She carries a herb pouch across her shoulders, and a medicine pouch around her neck. She smiles at you and sits on the seat, and her crow hops up onto her shoulder. You ask her who she is and why she is here. She tells you that she is goddess of the wildwood. Some call her Ellen of the Ways. And with that, a deer appears and comes over to caress the goddess. You realize that there is a deep connection between them. The deer comes over to you and allows you to stroke her. You realize that the deer lives here, and you watch as she drinks from the lake. The goddess continues to talk with you. I sense you carry a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety, and a lot of anger at this moment in time. I'm here to tell you that your consciousness affects Mother Earth. Your thoughts are powerful, and what you put out affects everyone. So if you are fearful, that is what you put out into the universe, and you get back more. She then asks you to go to the water's edge and to pick a dark pebble. You choose one and sit that down onto the seat. She asks you to take some time now and think of what makes you feel fearful, what makes you anxious, what makes you angry at this particular time. She asks you now to focus on your pebble, and as you do, you see the negative emotions flowing from your body, down your arms, through your hands, and into the pebble. Goddess of the Wildwood takes you by the hand to the water's edge and asks you to turn so your back faces the water. She tells you to close your eyes and to throw the pebble over your shoulder into the lake. As you do, you feel a sigh of relief, as if a weight has been taken off your shoulders. Goddess now leads you back to the seat. She asks you to show her the white pebble that you have brought with you. You hold it in your hand. She asks you to think about all the positive things that have happened in your life. Even the small things that you are grateful for. The air that you breathe. The water that you drink. Your friends. She tells you that gratitude brings positivity, and to think about the beautiful ideas and goals and dreams you want to bring into your life. She asks you to focus on your white pebble, and as you do, she holds your hands and you see your positive emotions, ideas, dreams flowing from your body, down your arms, down your hands, into the pebble. Her energy seems to amplify the power. She tells you to carry this pebble with you always and to hold it any time you feel anger, anxiety, or fear, and remember to breathe. For to breathe brings calm and serenity. Goddess tells you that you can come to this magical place any time you wish. And you thank her, and you hug one another. You both sit for a while, soaking in the tranquility of this magical place. Suddenly realize that you are on your own and that the goddess of the wildwood has vanished, that Adir is still at the edge of the lake drinking water. You stand up and start to walk back to where you started. And find yourself back in your room. Start to wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, feel yourself coming back into your body. And when you're ready, and only when you're ready, open your eyes and bring yourself back to the 3D world.